It did. Obviously, it was good to go against a different opponent. And, good to get out. It's been a while for me being back out on the field in a real game-like atmosphere, even though it was preseason. So it felt good to get out there, and we can build on this and be ready to go next week against Seattle.
Hey, were there any kind of tentative thoughts going through your head, maybe more so than you thought there would, or once you got out there?
There's always a little bit of unknown. There's obviously a lot of change, new team, new players, kind of not ideal weather conditions. And so there were some, different elements for me. And so it's hard to exactly know what's going to happen. It's hard to predict. And so, felt like we had a little rhythm there, on offense and things we can build on. Obviously, some things we need to improve on for sure. But overall, I thought it was a decent start.
How do you judge this?
I don't know. We'll watch the film tomorrow as an offense and just judge it, based on, what the coaches say, things that we need to improve on, things I need to improve on, and always, I think the key to the preseason. I heard, Caleb Haney talking about the keys always is, is how you evaluate yourself and how you improve throughout the preseason. And so it doesn't matter what year you are in the NFL, the key is trying to get better through the preseason, and that's what we hope to do. That's what I hope to do.
What about the pass to Stokely there at the end? Last play of the drive.
Right. The question is?
Talk about what happened as you saw it.
I couldn't really tell you. Really, I didn't have a great view of it, so I didn't see the deflection. So, disappointing, obviously, anytime you get down the red zone and don't come away with points. But I didn't have a great view. We'll see from the film once I see it on Friday tomorrow.
Play being how it ended.
I think, that's always the thing about the preseason is that, you only get 10 plays and you always kind of want to go back in, even if you go down and score. And it's a little more pressure in some ways because you only have 10 to 12 plays where you have to, get it done. In a normal game, you got four quarters to try to make something happen. So, thought there were some good things in there. Had a couple third downs we overcame. And spread the ball around through a pass to Decker there on the left sideline. Really good protection. He's like the fifth read in the play. Not one usually you get back to. So some good protection. So this, I thought Willis had some good runs in there. And so some things to build on and things that were positive.
Pertaining to Demarius and the kid's single coverage on the play, the one right before the interception. Is that the kind of play that, as you continue to build chemistry with him, timing with him, you'll be able to pretty soon?
Yeah, certainly hope so. It was a it's a play that we've worked on in practice, and we've hit some in practice, and the more repetitions you do it, the better you are. So I think we were close on that play, and try to get all the incompletions out in the preseason so we can hit them in the regular season. So yeah, I mean, certainly some things that we can work on, and 10 plays, it's not many, and obviously it's that's part of the plan in the first preseason game. So get a little more work next week, and it's still part of the process.
Was your warm-up routine affected with the tarp down?
We just didn't get to go out, on our own beforehand. The first time we went out was just in our shoulder pads and jerseys at an hour before kickoff. So yeah, I'd say most players' pregame warm-up was affected with the tarp down, but we still got our normal, team pregame in, an hour before kickoff.
Did you throw in the tunnel?
I did throw in the tunnel, yeah. I think it's on camera somewhere. Somebody found it.
Hey, are you considering what you've been through the last year? Is this a big hurdle this first game?
No, no. I mean, like I said, yeah, I think I always have to take the time to say that I sure have come a long way in a year. I know how much hard work I've put in, but how much help I've gotten along the way. I know once we get to Pittsburgh, it'll all be about the game and not going to be too reflective. But, I've had a lot of, trainers and doctors, considering where I was a year ago, the fact that I was, out there and took a snap and, completed some passes, today, it's been a long haul for me. So that was rewarding. I mean, even that first snap, the the very first play. I mean, that was a big step for me. And, you know, maybe in some ways I've even gotten better. Now I have the ability to throw a ball in a linebacker's hands and tip it to my own player, Tammy. So maybe that's a positive. But, yeah, I mean, you know, like I said, I'm not going to go through the names, but it's, you know, obviously the trainers and doctors here in Denver, you know, the trainers and doctors in Indianapolis, you know, that when I first was, you know, was injured, and, you know, coaches and just people that have really been supportive of me through my injury have helped me, you know, I have to thank them. And they all know who they are, because it's been a long haul since this time last year, for sure.
A few more for Peyton, guys. Les, were you hoping to get a different?
Yeah, you know, I think that'd be a dumb answer if I said yes to that. So, you know, I think the preseason, usually I found in the four games you play, you just usually works out where you get a little bit of everything, you know. So I'm sure, you know, that'll happen, and that seems to be a hot topic, but it's just not a big deal to me.
Hey, you may or may not have seen, how you doing, by the way?
What's up, Dave?
You may or may not have seen Colts jerseys up in the stands, a lot of 18. Is that something you expect to see on the road?
It's hard to say. There've been you know, decent amount at in some of the practices in Denver, obviously. So, you know, a lot of I don't know if they're fans or they just want it autographed. You know, you get a lot of the Broncos 18s and the Colts 18s. So, you know, it's good to see a lot of Bronco 18s, Bronco jerseys in the fans in the stands as well. You know, in Chicago. But you know, certainly I appreciate those fans dressed in blue that are fans of mine, I guess, still, and certainly makes you feel good.
Hey,
how
last question, please. Has it been to have Stokely and Tammy kind of be here to help you with this transition a little bit?
Oh, I think any time you make a change, any type of familiarity helps. Anything that you can draw on that, hey, yeah, I'm used to that, or that's I kind of know what I'm doing there. That helps. So having Jacob and Brandon, it's been fun having them around. The three of us kind of hang out in my room at night, watch the Olympics, and kind of brings back, you know, familiar memories of our time together in Indy. And so they're both good, great friends of mine as well, and they're both excellent players, and they're both going to play a huge role for our team this year. So I think it certainly does help. But I've also enjoyed getting to know my new teammates, you know, guys like Joel Dreesen and, you know, Eric Decker and, you know, JD. And, you know, it's always been an enjoyable part about football for me is the relationships that you make. It really is a relationship business. And so I've enjoyed that process as well.
Thank you, Peyton. Thanks, guys.
Okay, thanks.